they didn't have it, huh?
The pasuk says that Leah, Tera Leah, Leah saw Kiyamna Miredes, Vatigach has Zilpah Shivchasa, she took Zilpah, her Shivcha, and gave her to Yaakov as a wife. Vatela Zilpah Shivcha Sreya Yaakov Bain, Vatom Reya Bogod, Vatikra Shmogod. So after Zilpah married Yaakov, so she had a child, and they called him, and Leah called him God, Bogod. Says Rashi, a couple different shatim, but Mazel Tov, God, various shatim over there. Davar Acher, right? The last shatim Rashi, Davar Acher, Roman Nikras Teva Achas, Bogod. What's this Bogod business? What's Bogod? I should say God, or maybe two words, Bogod, I don't know. What's Bogod? Why one word Bogod? Says Rashi, Kemo Bogaratabi. Kishabasa El Shivchasi, Kish Shabogad Be'ishas Nurim. Like a person, there was a begida here, there was a rebelliousness, a lack of faithfulness. Kishabasa El Shivchasi, when you married my Shivcha, Kish Shabogad Be'ishas Nurim. Like a man who was Bogad Be'ishas Nurim. So just a very simple, I will say, very modern zach over here. You know, just a little background, right? And as Leah went ahead, you know, she had her, I think it was at that time, I think, four children, right? She had four children from Yaakov personally, and then Rachel went ahead and wasn't having children. She gave Bilhah over to Yaakov. They had two children from Bilhah. So then Leah decides she also has an opportunity. I think Ramban explains. Ramban says that because Leah saw in Ruach HaKodesh, Leah saw that there would be X amount of children, Shvatim, from Yaakov, and therefore she wanted to make sure she had the most. So she would just, I guess, leave it up to, without doing anything, so maybe Rachel would have two more, both have four, who knows what will happen. So she was very aggressive, and she wanted to have more children that would be counted towards her cheshbon, so to speak, from the Shvatim. And therefore she went ahead and gave and told the Yaakov, said, take Zilpah and marry her. Now the son, so Zilpah has a child, and she said, Bogot, Rashi Bogartabi. You know, she comes over to Yaakov and she says, what kind of chutzpah? You're such an unfaithful husband. You take another wife, and what's wrong? I'm your lawfully wedded first wife, and you'll take a Zilpah, and you have another child. Just begida. Isha Bogad Be'ishas Nurim, like someone who was Bogad Be'ishas Nurim, someone who was rebellious and was unfaithful to the to the wife of his youth, to his initial wife. It's a tremendously powerful accusation, you know, to tell someone that you're unfaithful, adultery, whatever, you went ahead and married someone else, what happened to me, you deserted me. That's what she tells him over here. So how can she say this? I mean, she was the one that, you know, she wants him to marry. So he's doing his thing. He's just a very faithful husband. Okay, if my wife wants me to marry someone else, I marry someone else. I mean, how could she tie him? That you were bogandry, and mamish to such a degree, she mamish feels it so strongly that she calls, you know, l'omei vod, l'omei ad, her son's name is going to be Bogod, because of Bogod, you know, brings to mind Bogod. I mean, she calls her son's name because obviously had a very big taina, was a big problem she had, that you were bogay, and she was, you know, in chumish, and the name is there. So the harapshad is, obviously she had no time to the actual act of marriage and having a child with Zilpah, because she asked him to do that. That was fine, nothing wrong with that. But Mistama, she felt that there was that probably, I think Chabad Gamus would say, is the way he did it was inappropriate. There was a lack of sensitivity in when he married Zilpah, and I start to know exactly what it means, but somehow in the way Mistama, when Leah says to her husband, you know, please, his Zilpah, go marry her, so Mistama should have maybe done a very show that he was very reluctant, very hesitant. Well, if you really want, I'd rather, you know, you're my wife and I don't want to go marry someone else, but if you insist, you know, something, I don't know exactly what. But it seems Mishnah, something in her Hanagah, something in his Hanagah, in his response, the way he went and married her, that's probably a little too much of the reasons, a little too much of a lack of too much of a callousness with regard to her Hagashas. And she felt that I'm the wife, and taking someone else, and So he should have indicated in some way, he should have some form or manner, he should have indicated to her when he's marrying that he's not, this is not his his idea. He's not looking forward to it. It's not his idea, and it's not his eagerness to marry her, but rather, I'm doing it because of you, with some reluctance, with some hesitancy. And he didn't do that. So he says, Bogod, you were bogan me. You were married me. You're unfaithful to me. So it seems like it's a tremendous chiddush of both sides. Number one, first of all, the fact that, how sensitive is she? I mean, she initiated the whole deal. She wants this to happen. She's, so to speak, making money, right? She's getting more shvatim. That's why she does it. So she had her four children, now she wants to have more. So she goes ahead and initiates and says, listen, please go ahead and, But she feels, she expects, if she sees that he does it with a little too much, energy, a little too much, without any reluctance, so she feels like, he doesn't care about me. I mean, this is later. What is it? This is Imoho. She's not a Nebuch, some kind of a, someone who has no self-esteem or nothing. I mean, this is her idea. She's one of the Gedolei Ador. She's one of the Imos. And she asked, please go marry him. So she'll go marry him. I'm sure he didn't do anything. But not, let me go. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for the hetzer. I mean, I'm sure he didn't do that. He went in and married her like he was supposed to do. I mean, maybe that would have been time, but we have no reason that Yaakov wouldn't have done that. Great. Thank you so much. I was looking forward the whole time. I had my eyes open. Therefore, you got a good hetzer now. I'm sure he didn't do that. Elamai, he was too insensitive because she had that hagasha. No matter what Rabosai, a person can act and talk and give permission and say it doesn't bother me. It's forth. There's a natural, very strong natural feeling of hurt when a woman is replaced by someone else. There's something there. So with all the divorce, all the words and all the encouragement that and it was her benefit. Nevertheless, the hurt is still there. But more than that, both say, that Yaakov has to be chalushi for that. I mean, I'm doing my job, she told me to do something. I have to be so concerned that, because she probably, the Stam says, because she expects me to do it in a way which will show her, that you want me. That you're not so excited about this. I should go out of my way backwards, to bend over backwards to show that, I really would not have, I prefer that this shouldn't happen. That's the key of Rabosh that we have as B'nai Torah, as Yaakov Avinu had, to go ahead and show the concern that, Hilchas Derecheres dictates that you have to show how much I care. I'm not doing anything wrong. And you asked me to do it, but I have to show you that I machshiv your pain and that I care for you and that it bothers me that this has to be done. In a similar vein, Rabosai, in terms of Hilchas Derech Eretz, Hilchas concern sensitivity, the pasuk earlier talks about how Yaakov went ahead and came to Charan, came to the bear. He sees these people surround the bear. We know who he is. And he says to them, behold, he says, how's he doing? And he says, how's he feeling? What's going on? What's the status of affairs in his house? Is there any simcha happening? Is there, a tragedy? Like, what's going on? This is doing well. Vayomu shalom. And here's Rachel. Says the Sforno, what's his Hashalom Bo? Some of the Sforno was bothered by, what's the, why is he asking to go? He'll finally get to the house, he'll find out what's going on. You have to ask in advance, what's he doing? Says the Sforno, he tried to inquire to find out what's the shalom, what's the status, the peace in Ravan's house, by Ravan, Kodem Shiyir Apanav. Kin Roy, Laoreach, Habog of Kodem, so Ezrach, it's inappropriate for a visitor to go ahead, a guest who's coming to be a guest at someone's house, and he has he's going to the Ezrach, Lifkos Ezrach, Beisim Chaso, Uvahafcho Alofan Echad. It's not right to greet and to talk and to come into the house of an Ezrach. If you're an Areach, you act the same way no matter what the story is over there. Both an Echad, right? there's different situations. You know, there's a time of simcha, a time of tsar, a time of problems, times of tsaris. So for me to go in without even, you know, without knowing and just talk the same way, it's not appropriate. It's not derech eretz. It's not right. And therefore, Yaakov felt he wanted first fire before he walked in. He has to find out, you know, what's with the guy. If he's in the middle of Shever Brachas, you know, if he's Shever Brachas, I'm not going to tell him a story about, well, someone died yesterday, and there was a tsar in India, and who knows what, or I'll tell him my tsar is, that upon his parnas, it's not right. He's in the middle of a simcha. You're going to go ahead and talk about, you know, tsaris. On the other hand, if he's in the middle of, he had a levai yesterday, and he's sitting shiva or whatever, and something happened, or he lost a lot of money in the market yesterday, I'll go in and just, you know, I'm not going to, you know, say words. I'll crack jokes, and I'll tell him about my simcha. Just married off a son and a daughter. You know, so I swear it's not right to go ahead and be insensitive to your host's current situation. Just nacha de herbo, so it just seems, I mean, Stelz before, I mean, Yaakov Avinu over here is, I think he was 77 years old. They say 77 years old at this point. And he knows, just like we mentioned before, Leah knew what's going on, the tachas of this marriage and this whole event. Right? Yaakov knew he was on the way to establishing the Shiftei Koch. He had a mission. He had 12 Shvatim to bring into the world. And he knows that he's going to marry these people over here. He's there for that purpose. And it's showing sights, you know, 77 years, it's, you know, he's getting older. So you would think that, okay, you know, it's not, Yaakov never did speak too much in a very gruff, where he wasn't a letz, and he wasn't, you know, someone who just spread the bad news. And, Mr. when you get there, I'll see you, I'll be uptight right away, what's going on, and I'll talk like a mensch. He didn't do that. His, notwithstanding his excitement and his anticipation to begin this tremendous mitzvah of establishing Shiftei Koach, he says, wait a minute, let me spend a couple moments, not a big deal, it's not going to spend a half an hour, but let me spend a couple moments just to make sure, let me find out, let me ask, let me verbally, actively ask to find out what's going on, what's the situation. I want to make sure, I want to be so careful, whatever I can do to make sure that I don't say the wrong thing. I'll think about it before I go, I'll have a little more time before I meet Ravan, instead of just relying on my interpretation of what's going to be when I get to the house. Give me a half an hour till I meet Ravan, so let me find out beforehand what's exactly the situation. And therefore, it's kedai to take off, not a lot of time, but to think about it, to be concerned about it. It was on his mind, it made a difference, he was concerned. Hilchos derech eretz, how am I going to talk to the host? I have to make sure I say exactly the right thing. If I say a little bit different, a little bit wrong, it'll cause him a little tsar, which even I, Yaakov, can't avoid doing, because as smart as I am, I'm the God of Ador, but I need a little more time to repair. And if I don't do that, it's felt. What were you laughing at? Someone else talked about it already?
A bunch of guys were trying to figure out what that was.
Oh.